Dobby, aka Ryan Clapham, is a rapper, drummer, speaker, and workshop facilitator. He's been nominated for New Talent of the Year at this year's NEMA Awards. I had a chat with Dobby last Saturday, and I started by asking him where he comes from, what he does, and why he does it.
My name is Ryan Clapham. I go by the rap name Dobby, and I am a Filipino and Murawari musician. So I'm Filipino on my mother's side. My mom came from the Philippines, from Tacloban to Australia in 1985. And on my dad's side, I'm Aboriginal, Murawari peoples, because his mother, my grandmother, was born and raised in Bree. Bree Warrina is northwest New South Wales. So that's Nyambar country. And her father was born in a place called Wilmeringal, just north of Bree. That's Murawari country. Yeah.
So Murawari, there's a Murawari Republic. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely, yeah. So I am really, really glad to acknowledge and pay the respect of Uncle Fred Hooper, who started the Murawari Republic in 2013. He declared it a micronation, and I believe it's one of the six or so republics in the whole of Australia that have sort of declared themselves as a sovereign republic. So the Murawari Republic was sort of founded and established in 2013. They wrote a letter to the royal family, to the Queen, to sort of declare its independence. And so ever since, it's been sort of, you know, up running, and in that area, it's still recognized, you know, as that republic. They have their own flag, the Murawari Republic flag. So it's really, really beautiful history of staunch resilience, and also, you know, that type of approach of finding that way of sovereignty, you know.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. From what I can gather, it hasn't had hasn't been given kind of credence from the so-called powers that be, whatever that means, in, you know, a land that was taken without consent, you know. But with the Murawari Republic itself, is it self-sustaining economically?
Well, that's a really good question, and I'm not too sure, to be honest, too much about how it runs, because it's definitely sort of Uncle Fred, and among others, of course. He's not the only person, but the one I definitely sort of refer to a lot. It's so great. I'm still, you know, looking to have more yarns with him to learn more about how it runs, and, you know, if I'm ever sort of allowed to be, or I get those chances to be in those spaces to see exactly how that runs and you know, the way it functions, it would be so beautiful to see. But yeah, I guess for myself, I can't really answer those questions, but yeah.
It's just really encouraging to know that people are making those moves, obviously they've been continuing for thousands of years.
That's right.
Really, the settler stuff, European settler stuff, is a blink of an eye. In contrast. Look, just going to your music, I want to come back to you being a workshop facilitator and things like that a bit later, maybe. But in terms of your music, I first personally encountered, you know, your work as part of the First Sounds albums put out by First Nations Media Australia and the Community Broadcasting Association. You had a spot on the first ever album that I think came out in 2020 with the track My Mind.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
And that it looks like that was a couple of years after you actually released that initially. Is that right?
I think that is right. Yeah, yeah, correct. And it was really great to be a part of that that project, First Sounds, and they've done a really, really great job and spreading it far and wide to all radio stations regionally throughout Australia. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and I see that you make use of AMRAP really well, as too, which is really good for us as a community radio station who's not, you know, extremely rich but is really willing and able to, you know, put your music out there as much as possible. So thank you for that.
No worries. Yeah.
Now, the do you remember the description that you put against the My Mind track in that First Sounds Volume 1?
Oh, I'm trying to remember, but I feel like it was about, I would have written something about the everyday efforts and struggles and achievements as well of Indigenous people across the fields. You know, our mob are, we work so hard every day, like I say in the chorus, you know, and the video and the song is about that. You know, I feature a lot of my friends and a lot of my family as well. One member being Lily Shearer, a proud Murawari and Nyambar, woman and arts facilitator and founder of Mughalin Performing Arts in Sydney and in Brewarrina. So she's in the video. My good friend Jake Izzy is in the video. All sorts of Aboriginal people across, you know, hip hop, across the arts, across, you know, medicine. And I would have, that's what that song is about. It's dedicated to the hard work and the struggles and the achievements of our mob.
Beautiful. One thing that you do mention in there is that it's a dedication to Aboriginal struggle in a post-colonial way of living. It's a phrase that you put there. Can you flesh out a bit more what that means to you? Like, is it that celebration, just doing the hard work, getting on with it, or is there more to it?
Oh, there definitely is more to it, you know, and I think a lot about, say, for example, you know, in law, what happens is you've got a lot of, I've got a lot of friends who are doing amazing things in law, you know, studying law and working in legal aid and the ALS and all these sorts of places. What I see a lot of the time, not every time, but a lot of the time, is that when our mob are in universities studying law, it's because we have motivations beyond ourselves. It's not just for money and it's not just for status. It's for our families, it's for our communities, it's for the people that have fallen through these cracks and upon cracks within the system, or not cracks, because it's designed to do exactly what it's doing. And a lot of the time as well, you do find people that are studying law because it was told, you know, in the family that that's what you got to do to be a successful person, with nothing sort of beyond that. So for us, it's a lot about picking up the pieces and strengthening ties and finding justice, whatever that means for each and every family. So, you know, you see that in music. We tell our stories through our music. It's not just something that can make you dance, although it does make you dance, because we are fighting for justice and we're fighting for, you know, political action, policy change, as well as making music. So there's so much involved in, that's what I mean by us doing the work in a post-colonial world. We're navigating these systems.
That leads me to my next thing about your in 2020, you collaborated with Barker
on Yes.
I Can't Breathe. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is a great segue, because that song there, you know, in the midst of the Black Lives Matter, you know, movement in June of 2020, when brother George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis in the States, you know, a lot of our own people, and when I say that, I mean wider Australia, looked in their own backyard and said, well, why are, you know, we still are fighting for justice for years upon years for David Dungay Jr. and for Miss Du and the countless, you know, 500 plus people who have died in custody, in police custody, at the hands and neglect of police since 1991 alone. Even before that, there are countless people. So, you know, this system doesn't support and it overlooks Indigenous lives, Black lives in the prison system. So that's what that song is about. It's it's a call to action, and it's to show that comparison that, you know, America is one thing, we're fighting for, you know, very, very, very similar things here in Australia, and we have been for years.
Now, I know that COVID was, you know, locking a lot of us down around that time, and so it would have had an impact on you know, maybe what you could have achieved with that track initially. But since it was released, did you notice any kind of big response to it? You say it was a call for to action. Were there any shifts in dominant discourses around?
That's a great question.
No, go for it, Dobby. Go for it.
Well, yeah, I think that you know, I never, you know, when Barker and I we made that song, we didn't know what. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I didn't know who would it reach, if it would lead to anything that, you know, because obviously there aren't, I mean, goodness, like the most recent verdict with Kumanjayi Walker's trial is so disappointing and awful and heartbreaking. So, you know, needless to say, we're still fighting for change in these, in this system. And to fulfill those recommendations from the Royal Commission, that's still happening. So in that regard, nothing's changed. But what I'm happy to say, and I guess we've got to appreciate those little wins as well, is that, you know, this song has reached curriculum for schools. And I'm so happy to see that. And it really, that gives me a lot of pride to say that, because it's wonderful to see that kids will look at this song and watch this video and analyze it, you know, in I think year 7 to 8 or something like that, and that's when they can talk about racism and systemic racism and you know, systemic oppression in these institutions. So for a hip-hop song to reach that type of level of curriculum and education, for Indigenous people's narratives to reach that, you know, that means a lot to me and Sister Barker as well. So I think we're very proud in that regard.
I then asked Dobby to talk about his workshop facilitation experience, because it's referred to in his AMRAP bio. What's AMRAP, you might ask? Well, it's the Australian Music Radio Airplay Project, facilitated by the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia. Back to Dobby now to talk about his workshop experience.
I guess this is one of the sort of the first things that I ever got into, actually. You know, I'm in a funny position because a lot of things inform each other, you know, between the music world, the Indigenous studies academic world, which is kind of, you know, one of those other sort of origin points for me. I did a thesis at UNSW on my honors in Indigenous studies, and I just got to write about my favorite rappers, you know, like Jim Blar and Briggs and The Last Connection and Naomi Wenatong and Monkey Muck. So that was kind of one thing. And then getting into more workshop stuff, I have facilitated workshops, hip hop workshops, music workshops, drumming workshops, piano, rap, songwriting workshops, poetry. And then any and all between sort of thing, in different primary schools, high schools, community centers, all throughout the Illawarra in New South Wales and regional New South Wales. And so that kind of is a really, really beautiful thing to be able to do as well. Definitely love to be able to teach as well as perform.
You have been really busy for a really long time, from what I can gather. I mean, you've been nominated for a New Talent of the Year award for this year's NEMAs, but
yes.
It looks like you released your first EP in what, 2017, something like that?
Yeah, that's right, 2018, yeah, that's right.
And you've already been on a world tour?
Essentially, yeah, pretty much. I mean, not world, but, you know, I took that EP overseas to Europe, you know, and to England there. And so that was very, very special. And before COVID became a thing, we were even planning to go to South America and Iceland. Sorry, not Iceland, Finland. But yeah, I guess that's just that. Oh, and New Orleans as well. We just, that was the last place we went right before COVID. Actually, pretty much the month before COVID became a thing, we were coming back from New Orleans performing at the Indigenous Music Summit.
Right. That just reminded me of that. I just listened to your track, Susie Q. I'm guessing produced that. That's something about you saying New Orleans made me go, oh, is there a relationship between that and that track? Like the sensibility of it or something?
Well, it's funny because that track, Susie Q, that's where with myself and my band, actually, Jackie Brown Jr. So I'm playing the drums on that song with the band, and Maddie Malice is singing. And I guess that kind of came about from a relationship I started to formulate in Europe with a fella named Larry Heath, who works with Wise Music Group and Chess Records and that sort of thing. So that was a really, really great initiative and a wonderful collaboration to be a part of. Yeah, very, very special. So it has no connection to New Orleans, but we'd love to play that there one day. That would just be amazing.
And you've also been awarded the Peter Sculthorpe Fellowship for your skills as a composer.
That's right. Yeah. And so this was, a part of an initiative called the Indigenous Composers Initiative. It's now called Naraburia First Peoples Composers. And Chris Sainsbury from the ANU School of Music in Canberra was responsible. He initiated this idea, and it helped me launch into a composer's career. And from there, I applied for this grant, this fellowship. I didn't expect to get it, but I got it. And out of that, the outcome actually was most recently a project I just premiered for Vivid Sydney. It's called Warangu River Story, and Warangu is that means river, so it's a river story about Brewarrina. So, and that was a very, very special project to make. And obviously, since I got the fellowship, I've been working on this for 5 years, and COVID. You know,
yeah.
So yeah, we finally premiered it this year.
Coming back into the present, so. How do you feel about being nominated for the New Talent of the Year Award at the NEMAs?
Oh, I'm just honestly so honored. You know, I think it's so lovely and validating, of course, and very very sweet, and I'm very honored to be a part of it, because it's, you know, I have so much respect for all of the other nominees, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. And I think, you know, I'm a big, big fan of all of them. I'm a big fan of Barker's. I really, really think that, you know, it's wonderful to even be alongside all of these other nominees. So I'm just happy that my work is being witnessed and acknowledged.
All right. So anything else you'd like to add?
I think, if there's anything else, I thank the team at the NEMAs for, you know, having me be a part of it. It's an honor and a real blessing to be acknowledged alongside some incredible Indigenous artists. In our mob, you know, is just so talented, and we go from strength to strength. So, yeah, very, very honored to be a part of it.
And to me, I mean, for whatever it's worth, you just seem like this kind of your energy and what I've witnessed, you know, just from this distance through the internet, what I've seen or heard that you've created, it's just like you've got this infinite capacity to create. I don't know how else to put it. You know, like some people are on one kind of track and doing things one particular way, but there's an energy about you that's like, you could just kind of do anything you pick up.
Oh, that
don't
really
you,
does.
Don't you feel that about
yourself?
Oh,
that's really, that's a very big compliment. I take that to the heart. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot that I really want to explore. So I think that feels yeah, along that same sort of line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. It's just how it feel, you know, what your work feels like to me. Dobby, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it for joining us here at Dusty.
No worries. And thank you so much for having me. It's great to be able to have a chat with you.
That was rapper and multimodal artist Dobby, a.k.a. Ryan Clapham, speaking with me last Saturday ahead of the NEMA Awards, which are taking place in Darwin tonight. Dobby has been nominated for a New Talent of the Year category. I'm now going to play you one of Dobby's tracks. This one is called Ode to AD, and here's how Dobby describes it on his AMRAP page. AD Carson graduated with a PhD in rhetorics, communication and information design at Clemson University. His dissertation was a 34-track hip-hop album entitled Owning My Masters, The Rhetorics of Rhymes and Revolutions, with dope lyricism and instrumentation. He is currently a University of Virginia professor of hip-hop. This is my ode to AD. So says Dobby. So without further ado, ode to AD.
Language warning.
We build appreciation, we build language, we build education all by coming together. So the basic summary of the fish touch was it was a meeting, gathering, trading place for eight different tribes.
Sink in the sand, the women and men, kids in the infinite hands, linking together again. You know, restart, pick a pot, beat his hard, kudos. Play the game, Cluedo, game change, you know. Throw it down, judo, power to you too. Keep doing what you were meant to do. You need to live with your natural habits to navigate planet Earth with the talent you're packing. I go after my passion, rap with the tracks in the package. Manufactured of plastic, hoping you happen to grab it. I'm just waiting to be discovered like cats that cook had it. Bitch, you're like Animal Planet, they say I'm acting dramatic. Hope my verses rattle your brain like a Catholic passage. If I say abracadabra, don't wait for magic to happen. Regardless, feel a fate as you roll around in the rhythm and tether your connection to old immaculate visions and live the life of man with the lowest standard of living. Gave him messengers calling carrier pigeons. I did a number on him, assaulted mathematicians. Don't come off the rails, you saw what happened to Dickens. Overrepresent and take all this out of the prison, man. This is an epidemic, damn, this shit get depressing, man. Think you better get it, damn, we could get together and think of independent plans, get these kids a better chance. Join hands, go and dance if you think you can't work. Braggadocio manufacturers are hopeless, treating the habitat like a tabernacle to boast shit. I happen to flow and in reality I know shit. And matter of fact, you rappers lacking academic dopeness. Sex be allidocious, not to mention I've been trying to get the J's to give me attention. Triple J on earth is letting me get some, but I guess I got the shine cause I want the red drum. I'll be about to own the mic, come and see my show tonight. 18 years and over, even though I'm like your shoulder height. Got you staring at the screen, I could be poltergeist. Not as kindly as it seemed, kinda like a poker night. Cold as ice, winter time, snowing like Jindabyne. Go inside, showing right over by dinner time. Record time, spin it twice, get that psilocybe. Been inside into my mind for a trippy vibe. D-O-B-B-Y, how do you identify? Outside, fairly white, inside, Vegemite. Frigate in the vivid sky, yes I can forever fly. Ain't no one as thick as I, opposition ill-advised. Lyrically a different life, living through your middle eye. Revolution televised, never could be recognized. Darawal, gotta go, motto, I'd eat bird up high. Whoa. Really shit imminent. Talking to them all, getting everybody listening. Zoomed in, see the step within the bigger plan. Got the mic up in my hand, dance if you think you can. Work harder, work harder, work harder, work
harder. Got to be somebody.
Work harder, work harder, work harder, work
harder. Got to be somebody.
Work harder, work harder, work harder, work.
Got to be somebody.
Work harder, work harder, work harder, work.
Got to be somebody.
Work harder, work harder, work harder, work. Got to be somebody. Work harder, work harder, work harder, work. Got to be somebody. Work harder, work harder, work harder, work. Got to be somebody. Work harder, work harder, work harder, work. Got to be somebody.
Awesome. I love it. So,
so
good.
So easy to impress you. I love it.